from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello listener, welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. In today's edition, we will present to you our program summary for today. First, we'll bring you our news, followed by commentary, Today in History, My Indonesia, and News in Brief. We'll continue our program for today with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We'll conclude our program for today with Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo to officiate groundbreaking ceremony of Aceh Toll Road. President encouraged capacity building for security units. Those are the headlines. Now the news in detail. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will officiate the Sikli Banda Aceh Toll Road ceremony in Blang Bintang Aceh Besar on Friday. Acting Aceh Governor Nova Iriansah tweeted on his official Twitter account on Tuesday, announcing that they are ready to welcome the President of the Republic of Indonesia in Aceh on December 13 to 14 for a groundbreaking ceremony of a toll road and inauguration of several other projects in Aceh. The 73-kilometer-long Sikli Banda Aceh Toll Road project is part of the National Strategic Infrastructure Project that will reach up to Lampung, southern Sumatra Island. In addition to the Aceh Sikli Toll Road, the government has also planned to construct Sikli Lok Sumawi, Lok Sumawi Langsa, and Langsa Binjai Toll Roads. During his two-day working visit to Aceh, the president is also scheduled to inaugurate a flyover project and Antagaruf Pd Jaya Mosque, as well as the Arun Special Economic Zone. President Joko Widodo is scheduled to depart from Halim Perdana Kusuma Air Force Base on Thursday for Blang Bintang International Airport in Aceh Besar. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged the blueprint management for security units that has been officially prepared to face the challenge in modern era. This was stated by President Joko Widodo during the opening of 2018 National Security Service Industry Conference at the Merdeka Palace in Jakarta on Wednesday. The president remarked that the Indonesian people need safe climates that can invite investment in the country. The full job opportunity for people will be expanded and can support Indonesia's economy. In addition, the challenges of the development era also need to get attention from the security forces. According to the president, the potential for criminal acts to take advantage of technological advancement also need to be anticipated by increasing the capacity of security forces. Therefore, the blueprint that you held on needs to think about how to deal with future developments, how to provide upskill skills training for security employees so that they are no less sophisticated than crime perpetrators. This is very important. President Joko Widodo also highlighted the importance of certification steps to ensure security ability on their security units. Related to this case, the president underlined the protest of participants of the 2018 National Security Service Industry Conference, who mentioned how expensive the cost of the certification of security unit. The president also said that he will learn and follow up the report. At the end of his speech, President Joko Widodo asked the security units to guide security and discipline, not only at their working environment, but also living environment, to provide security for people. team from Indonesian permanent representatives for ASEAN conducted a visit to Timor-Leste in order to see the readiness of the youngest country in Southeast Asia to be the 11th member. Director General of ASEAN Cooperation, the Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jose Antonio Morato Tavares, to Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Tuesday said that the membership of Timor-Leste in ASEAN should be based on consensus of the whole member countries. Therefore, Indonesian government continuously made various efforts to facilitate Timor-Leste's membership by asking the country attending several occasions related to ASEAN.
Keanggotaan Timor-Leste tentu saja harus berdasarkan konsensus. Baru-baru ini CPR.
Timor-Leste membership should be based on the consensus. Recently, the Permanent Representative Committee, Pak Ade Padmo, with his team, made a visit there to see its readiness to be the ASEAN member. In the future, we also engage Timor-Leste in several non-decision-making meetings. Timor-Leste also invited to attend expanded ASEAN Maritime Forum in Manila. Furthermore, Jose Tafra said that Timor-Leste's wish to be ASEAN member state has been challenged by one of ASEAN member countries, so that there have not agreement yet on its ASEAN membership. Jose Tafra also emphasized that is Timor's decision to become an ASEAN member state is a political decision made by the heads of state. The issue of its Timor membership has been proposed since 2011 when Indonesia led ASEAN. Chief of the Indonesian Police, General Tito Karnavian, has discussed transnational crime prevention efforts with Australia Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Colvin. The meeting between the two police chiefs took place on the sidelines of Victoria Police and Leadership in Countering Terrorism Forum held in Australia on Tuesday. The meeting was aimed at confirming the two countries' commitment to forge agreement between Indonesian police and Australian police. Tito and Colvin also discussed a plan to hold a senior officers' meeting in 2019 in Indonesia. At the meeting, Tito was accompanied by the chief of Police Profession and Security Division, the Chief of Capacity Building Division of International Mission Bureau at the Indonesian Police International Relations Division, and the Deputy Chief of the National Police Anti-Terror Squad, Densus 88. Meanwhile, the six-member AFP delegation to the forum was led by Carl Finn. This news comes to you over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Indonesia wants to explore more cooperation with China and collaborate to reach the target in trade, investment and tourism as important indicator for economic growth. Indonesia wishes to build stronger cooperation and contribution through the ASEAN-China Center ACC. On media cooperation, the discussion is expected to explore and push ahead the cooperation among media of ASEAN and China under the theme of ASEAN-China Year of Media Exchange. The ACC would need to have a special team that focuses on media exchange to sharpen the program. Meanwhile, the Director of ACC General Affairs and Coordination Division, Wang Ho Liu, said Indonesia and China would need to have a heart-to-heart cooperation that directly touches the grassroots people. The ASEAN-China Center wants to become a bridge for ASEAN and China. In the field of media, ACC has highlighted programs on media cooperation as 2019 has been declared as the Year of Media Exchange. Head of Research and Development Agency of the Education and Culture Ministry, Toto Supriyitno, said that the national examination was used to improve the learning process. Head of Research and Development Agency added that to provide assessment feedback, the Education Assessment Center, Ministry of Education and Culture compiles a national examination results report each year that contains all national examination results data from the provincial level to the education unit level. In 2018, the national examination results report was completed with provincial, regency, city level, national report cards, and national examination results executive summary. The head of the Education Assessment Center, Muhammad Abdul, repealed that the National Examination Report was a means of the Ministry of Education and Culture to deliver student achievements and diagnosis of assessment results. Diagnosis consists of things that have been mastered and things that have not been mastered. The results of the diagnosis can be a basis for information to improve the quality of learning. The central government, through the Presidential Chief of Staff, Muldoko, appreciated the awareness of and enthusiasm of the local government to compete in preparing data for the One Map policy. According to information from the head of the information agency, he also appreciated the regional governments that are competing to prepare more accurate data using the regional budget. The One Map policy program is one of the Nawacita's priorities for the administration of President Joko Widodo and Vice President Yusuf Kalla. The benefits of this policy include supporting single submission online for investment convenience and certainty, supporting agrarian reform policies, social forestry, and sustainable use of natural resources, supporting the provision of land for national strategic projects, and supporting the improvement of the quality of special plans and land use conflict resolution. Well, listener, that was the news.
Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with commentary entitled Demonstration in France, a Test for Macron. The ongoing demonstrations in Paris that triggered riots have become a test point for the credible and continuation of French President Emmanuel Macron's administration. The protests, which took place every Saturday, ended with riots spreading into a movement to bring down President Macron. The action, known as the mass action of the Yellow Vest last Saturday, caused 92 people, including police officers, injured in the riot. It was originally started by residents of the suburbs of Paris who protested the government's decision to increase the price of fuel, oil, and taxes. It then turned into chaos. Middle-class citizens who are worried about Macron's policies joined in and made a wave of demonstrations and demanded Macron to step down. The pressure of the protesters caused Prime Minister Edouard Philippe meet up with the two representatives of the protesters. However, he failed to stop the next demonstrations, which was followed by even more citizens of Paris and its surroundings. According to some polls, 72% citizens support the yellow vest. However, 90% of French people rejected acts of violence. President Emmanuel Macron has demanded legal responsibility of the demonstrators due to riots that occurred and caused damage. In fact, President Macron had succumbed to revoking his policy by delaying the fuel tax increase, which resulted in rising fuel prices throughout France. Nevertheless, the demonstration resumed with the demand for the resignation of Macron, who has been in office for just 18 months. For the president of France, who is the youngest head of state in French history, this wave of demonstrations is a test of his policy and continuity of government. Whether the demonstration in France, which are the biggest and worst ever, will be the trigger for a political movement that will determine the end of Macron's government remains to be seen. Macron's failure to overcome this political crisis will show whether the youngest president in the French history will also be the shortest serving president due to his policies which cause massive demonstrations or not. That was commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start from a commemoration of Transmigration Day on December 12. December 12 is designated as the Transmigration Day because on that day in 1950, the Indonesian government for the first time officially began the implementation of transmigration. The main purpose of the transmigration program is to reduce poverty and population density on the island of Java, provide opportunities for those who want to work and meet the workforce needs to process resources on other islands, such as Papua, Kalimantan, Sumatra, and Sulawesi. We turn to the tragedy of tsunami struck the island of Flores, killed approximately 3,000 people. Tsunami disaster that devastated the island of Flores occurred because of an earthquake in the Sea of Flores north of the island. The earthquake was recorded on December 12, 1992. The 7.5 magnitude earthquake triggered a tsunami and swept away settlements on the coast of Flores. The tsunami killed at least 2,100 people. 500 people were declared missing. 447 people were injured, and 5,000 people were displaced. In addition, the earthquake destroyed 18,000 homes, 113 schools, 90 places of worship, and more than 65 other places. We end today's edition of Today in History with the National Online Shopping Day. National Online Shopping Day is a celebration day to encourage and educate people about the convenience of shopping online. The National Online Shopping Day, which was held every December 12, was firstly launched in 2012 by e-commerce companies in Indonesia. Generally, those who joined the Indonesian e-commerce association, namely Lazada, Zalora, Belanja, Pink Emma, Berry Benka, and Bukalapak. Listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Today's My Indonesia will bring you a topic about Indonesian organic product,
has an opportunity at British market. 9 Indonesian entrepreneurs engage in organic food and beverage production incorporated in the Indonesia Organic Alliance or AOI Field Indonesian Organic Food Day event at the Marriott Hotel Country Hall, London, England. The event, which was attended by around 200 invitations, was held by the Indonesian Embassy in London last weekend. Indonesian Organic Food Day is divided into two events. Firstly, an exhibition of various organic beverage food products from Indonesia, such as coffee, brown sugar, organic jackfruit, brown rice, and veggie noodle or noodles made of cassava. Secondly, the talk show about the development of the organic food industry in Indonesia related to its potential in the British market, guided by Tracy May House with expert speakers. Indonesian Ambassador to Britain Rizal Sukma, who opened the talk show, hoped that various promoted Indonesian organic food would be able to enter the British organic market through the 2018 Indonesian Organic Food Day. When opening the Indonesian Organic Food Day, Ambassador Rizal stated that Indonesia has many sources of organic products. In addition, he highlighted the premium quality of Indonesian organic products and readiness to reach a larger market in England. British communities, like many countries in the world, have a higher level of awareness to switch to organic food products. The changes in communities' lifestyle making the Britain as the largest organic market in the world, with a value of about £2.3 billion. This was acknowledged by an organic food consultant, Tracy May House, who was the moderator at the event, saying that the potential of organic food products in Britain is quite large. He believes the potential of Indonesian organic products is also quite large in Britain. Tracy May House hoped that the Indonesian organic food, which is held for the first time, will open opportunities for people in Britain to see a variety of Indonesian organic products. House, moreover, said that the event also provides more accurate information for data and types of organic products from Indonesia. Activities that include the Indonesia Organic Alliance, AOI, with members spread from west to east Indonesia, open opportunities for both parties in terms of supply and demand for goods. That was My Indonesia, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Here is news in brief from Dalat Pani. Indonesian President Joko Widodo will officiate the Sikli Banda Aceh Toll Road Ceremony in Blang Bintang Aceh Besar on Friday. Indonesian President Joko Widodo encouraged the Blueprint Management for Security units that has been officially prepared to face the challenge in the modern era. Team from Indonesian Permanent Representatives for ASEAN conducted a visit to Timor-Leste in order to see the readiness of the youngest country in Southeast Asia to be the 11th member of ASEAN. Chief of the Indonesian Police, General Tito Karnavian, has discussed transnational crime prevention efforts with Australia Federal Police Commissioner Andrew Calvin. Indonesia wants to explore more cooperation with China and collaborate to reach the target in trade, investment and tourism as important indicator for economic growth. Head of Research and Development Agency of the Education and Culture Ministry, Toto Supriyitno, said that the ASEAN examination was used to improve the learning process. The central government, through the Presidential Chief of Staff, Muldoko, appreciated the awareness and enthusiasm of the local government to compete in preparing data for the One Map policy. Well, listener, that was news in brief.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Listener, in today's Indonesian Wonder, we will invite you to visit East Java Province. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on www.voinews.id. Or you can also hear through frequency 3325 kHz. Tratas Prigen region, Pasuruan Regency, is mountain area which has a lot of natural tourism potentials. Waterfall is one of attractions of the region. Take for example Putuk Truno Waterfall. This place is one of tourism objects in Pasuruan that should be visited when holiday in Pasuruan. Putuk Truno Waterfall is a favorite destination of Pasuruan people. On weekend, this place is always crowded by a lot of local tourists or from outside region. The beauty of its nature makes anybody wants to stay longer. The water which falls into the pool is very exotic and has clear color. With a height of 45 meters, Putuk Truno Waterfall becomes the most beautiful waterfall in East Java. Besides its clear water, the rainbow which can be enjoyed from a close distance also becomes an attraction of this tourism object. Every tourism object certainly has its own myth, no exception with Putuk Truno Waterfall. If you soak under the waterfall, you will get eternal love. The myth becomes the basic to name it, Putuk Truno Waterfall. Putuk means snake and Truno is taken from the name of Joko Taruno, the son of King Hayamuruk and concubine. The king fell in love with Sri Gading Lestari, the daughter of Raden Arya Wiraraja. But their relation was not blessed because Joko Taruno is a son of concubine. Finally, Raden Arya Wiraraja hidden his daughter at Koban Baung in Purwodadi, Pasuruan. Joko Taruno decided to meditate asking for help to the god. When meditating, his body suddenly changed to be a snake. With the supernatural powers he possessed, Joko Taruno was able to penetrate miracles four trees which fang of Sri Gading Lestari. Without the knowledge of her father, Sri Gading Lestari ran away to meet her lover. Finally, they met at waterfall that is currently well known with the name Putuk Truno. Its natural scenery and also fresh air certainly can spoil tourists. There are a number of facilities provided by the management of Putuk Truno Waterfall as supporting convenience of traveling. If you are interested to visit this tourism object, the access to go there is quite easy. You can drive from Pasuruan to Prigen District. From there, you take left and go straight for about 200 meters until the gateway of the tourism object. To enter Putuk Truno Waterfall Complex, you must pay the entrance ticket only 10,000 rupiah per person. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. Thank you for listening. Oh,
How to speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio, which introduces some Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to use them in a conversation. The segment of Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia is a cooperation of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the Language Development and Cultivation Agency, the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is Ada yang ketinggalan or Something Left Behind. Stay tuned. Next is a conversation about ada yang ketinggalan or something left behind. The conversation is between Tony and Dinda at Joko's house. Dinda saw Tony in a hurry to leave for Borobudur Temple.
Kamu akan ke Candi Borobudur hari ini?
Iya.
Semua perlengkapan sudah dibawa?
Sudah.
Ada yang ketinggalan tidak? Dompet? HP?
Tidak, semuanya sudah kubawa. Aku berangkat ya.
Oke, hati-hati di jalan.
After the conversation, now I'll introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly and twice. You can follow after me. Kamu akan ke Candi Borobudur hari ini? Kamu akan ke Candi Borobudur hari ini? In English, will you leave for Borobudur Temple today? Semua perlengkapan sudah dibawa. Semua perlengkapan sudah dibawa. In English, all equipments have been brought. Sudah. Sudah in English already. Ada yang ketinggalan tidak? Dompet, HP, ada yang ketinggalan tidak? Dompet, HP, in English, are there any forgot? Your wallet, your phone, cell? Tidak, semuanya sudah kubawa. Tidak, semuanya sudah kubawa. In English, no, I already bring them all. Aku berangkat ya. Aku berangkat ya. In English, I'm leaving. Hati-hati di jalan. Hati-hati di jalan. In English, take care. In the dialogue, Tony and Dinda convey expressions that are usually used when seeing someone get ready to leave. To ensure that all the equipment have been brought, Dinda asks Tony, "Semua perlengkapan sudah dibawa?" Then, to remind Tony that no items are left behind, Dinda asks him, ada yang ketinggalan tidak? Another expression with the same meaning is jangan sampai ada yang ketinggalan, or do not let something left. The word ketinggalan in the sentence is only used in common conversation. For Indonesian formal language, usually use the word tertinggal. Let's follow some examples. Dia ketinggalan kereta. Dia ketinggalan kereta. Or he or she missed the train. Dia tertinggal kereta. Dompet saya tertinggal di rumah. Dompet saya tertinggal di rumah. Dompet saya ketinggalan di rumah. Dompet saya ketinggalan di rumah. Or in English, my wallet is left at home. Finally, in the dialogue, Dinda said, hati-hati di jalan. In a daily conversation, Indonesian people tend to say hati-hati di jalan than selamat jalan. The expression hati-hati di jalan shows that the speaker hopes the person who traveling will safe during their trip. Listen listener, before we end today's Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, for more details, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Kamu akan ke Candi Borobudur hari ini?
Iya.
Semua perlengkapan sudah dibawa?
Sudah.
Ada yang ketinggalan tidak? Dompet? HP?
Tidak, semuanya sudah kubawa. Aku berangkat ya.
Oke, hati-hati di jalan.
That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia. See you next week with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa! Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Ahmad Faisal, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will present you a few songs of Bunga Citra Lestari. To initiate our segment, Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Harta Berharga by Bunga Citra Lestari. Stay with us at www.voinews.id or frequency 3325 kHz. Listener, you have just listened to a song entitled Harta Berharga by Bunga Citra Lestari. The lyric of Harta Berharga is full of messages on harmonious family. The song states that the most precious treasure is family. Bunga Citra Lestari also sings it so softly. The song Harta Berharga was previously popularized by Novia Kolopaking in the 90s. This song was a soundtrack of Indonesia's legendary opera soap, The Cemara Family. The opera soap is also adapted into big screen or theater and is scheduled to be screened simultaneously throughout Indonesia in January 2019. Since November 2018, listeners of music and Indonesian film lovers have been able to listen to the song Harta Berharga by Bunga Citra Lestari. Many internet lovers in social media said that they are satisfied with the appreciation of Bunga Citra Lestari in the song Harta Berharga. Well, listener, here is a song entitled Aku Wanita by Bunga Citra Lestari. Have a nice listening.
Waktu ku tanpa tersisa.
Listener, that's the song entitled Aku Wanita by Bunga Citra Lestari. The recognition of a woman who is falling in love becomes a substance of the song. The woman wants to be always with her lover and hopes her love can be materialized. Previously, the song Aku Wanita has been popularized by Reza Artamevia in 2000. In 2017, Bunga Citra Lestari chose to recycle the song Aku Wanita to describe her transformation into an adult woman. Bunga Citra Lestari collaborated with DJ Dipa Barus in rearranging the song Aku Wanita. By keeping the integrity of the original lyrics and presenting them more modernly, Bunga Citra Lestari gets positive appreciation from Indonesian music lovers. Listener, we end Music Corner for today's edition of Bunga Citra Lestari with two more songs entitled Jera and Aku Bisa Apa. Happy listening!
Masih bila Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast on shortwave on frequencies of 3325 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.